The sixth realization is practicing dhyana samadhi, practicing zazen. Abiding in Buddha Dharma and remaining undisturbed is called settling in dhyana. This is the translation of Uchiyama Roshi. Zazen. We know what that is, or we think we do. Dogen further quotes, the Buddha said, those who wish to settle the confusions of the mind need to sit quietly in dhyana. Zazen. Sitting zen. Samadhi sitting. Having contemplated thoroughly the functioning of one's mind, you will come to know well the rise and fall of all worldly phenomena. In a way, we say this all the time. Caught in self-centered dream. Holding to self-centered thoughts. Self-centered likes and dislikes. So it's the likes and dislikes that blinds us to the present moment, to the wisdom of seeing things as they are. Uchiyama translates, for the sake of the water of wisdom, practicing dhyana samadhi so that nothing may leak out. What is it leaking out? Is holding to the likes and dislikes and reacting out of them. In a way, though we say it, we get over and over the opportunity to notice how this occurs, functions, manifests. Yesterday I said I knew of three translations, so lo and behold, my books proved me wrong, because somehow I was looking at the books in the Sanzen room, and lo and behold, there was another book of mine, which I knew was there, titled Zen Master Dogen, Selected Writings, translated by Yuho Yokoi, and Daizen Victoria, and lo and behold, there is Daihachi Ninkaku, or the eight aspects of enlightenment. Hachi Daininkaku. Eight aspects of enlightenment. What does he translate this? The sixth is the practice of samadhi. Samadhi means to reside in the truth, the reality of the moment, if I say it that way. Being just this moment, in an undisturbed state of mind. Undisturbed, or in a state of mind in which the samadhi of being present, if I use that kind of word, allows us to control our reactiveness to likes and dislikes. To see how believing likes and dislikes, wants and not wants, blinds us. So, translation continues, of the Buddha's speaking is, should, quote, build the dike of samadhi to prevent the water of wisdom of seeing things as they are from being leaking out in the midst of holding to likes and dislikes, and of course the consequences of likes and dislikes, which we know very well. So this must have been there to remind me that, hey, look, another one. There are probably more English translation. Zazen is the way the translation of scholars for the Hachidainin Gaku is. They simply say, practicing meditation, abiding in the Dharma without distraction is called meditation. Abiding in the Dharma without distraction. And of course, likes and dislikes is what keeps us distracted. Likes and dislikes. The rising, passing, if I use that word, of circumstances, whether internally or so-called externally, it's in order to see and be the life that we are, we avoid or notice and develop the capacity no longer to, quote, leak out. This is the way the Buddha's quote is phrased. After our likes and dislikes, because of our ability or equanimity, how's that? Equanimity about our likes and dislikes. That's the way in this translation. The properly practice of meditation so that none of the wisdom or the water of wisdom is the analogy they speak of will leak out. The water of the wisdom of who we are. It's not to be someone else, but it's the ability to, I use the word concentrate, to be present. So we're not caught up in likes, dislikes that blind us. Since I left out Izumi Roshi's translation, dwelling in the Dharma undisturbed is what is called samadhi, is how he quotes Dogen. Undisturbed. The Dharma is the reality of the Buddha's teaching, but it's the reality of the life that we are. And yet, as we say, and as we practicing, noticing when we get caught up, even sitting upright, doing zazen, nothing to be done, to be added, and yet we get to notice how we refuse because of likes and dislikes to be this samadhi of the moment that we are, this zazen. How we run along after likes and dislikes and reactions and the consequences of that. So the words are there to remind and encourage us. It's to gain what we always have, who we always are. See, this samadhi isn't something new. It's the natural capacity when our habits of mind don't blind us or drag us in the direction. It's the Dogen Zenji brings up, quotes the Buddha, the sutra. It's like a householder protecting the water supply, our water supply, our natural samadhi of the ability to be present. Maintaining the wisdom that we naturally have, naturally are. If I say have, then we think there's some particular ability. All beings are the wisdom and perfection, except caught this way and that. Because of, as I quoted yesterday from Lava Tamsaka Sutra, likes and dislikes, attachments and delusions. Of course, our likes and dislikes are based on what we believe. If I have that, then my life will be okay. Then he won't seem better than me. She won't have what I don't. She won't be the one, and I will. Likes and dislikes are different ways, but these are generalities and easy to say. We all know very well how hard it is to do, whether either samadhi in zazen that we naturally are, or to be the samadhi of present moment life in all the myriad circumstances. I want to think about that. What about that? I'm not, he's not, how come they, all the ways that we're not present in the natural equanimity, if I use that kind of word, not something fancy, but being just this moment. This moment doesn't require to be special zazen moment. This moment is standing in line at Costco or driving down the road and being cut off, or, and you fill in the oars of your life. Because all of those are the opportunities to be non-leaking. And what is it we leak? Our attention, our presence. Sometimes the translation is concentration. Concentration not on something special, but on exactly what you're doing. Are you talking to someone? Are you playing tennis, paddleball, golf? Fine. Reading an email? Wonderful. Chopping up food? Marvelous. I'm hungry. Please make lunch. Thank you. All of these are the natural functioning that the Buddha is talking about. This is practicing meditation. Of course, there's the formal times when we're doing zazen, or the so-called informal times, abiding in the Dharma of the universe revealing itself right here without distraction by, hey, that shouldn't have happened. She didn't have that happen to her. I want more of that happen. They've got it. All the ways, which is what we remind ourselves, caught in self-centered, I use the word dream, you could say story, preferences, caught by them. Having preferences is great. I like chocolate. I don't particularly care for licorice. Fun. In fact, if I'm drinking something and it's coffee, I go, and I'll stop drinking it because I'm not a coffee like. However, I can manage coffee because if that's what there is and I'm thirsty, ah, I need something, then I might sip that too and get to notice, I'm thirsty. All sorts of universes manifest for us. How do we use the equanimity that is our ability to be present, that's our ability to function right here without getting caught, without holding on, without insisting, without reacting based on likes and dislikes? You might love coffee. My wife loves coffee every day. In fact, we get special ground coffee. She's settled on a coffee from Costa Rica that we get, as long as we can keep getting it through the mail, she prefers that. But that's not enough. It has to be mixed with full strength and half full decaf coffee. Of course, if there isn't, then you get to have what's there. You don't want coffee? Great. I'll prefer vanilla ice cream to coffee. That's okay. Likes and dislikes is our, how should I say, inheritance. It's who we are. We can cultivate them, but this moment of life, each of us has likes and dislikes that arise. What we do with them, how we react when the circumstances of the universe reveal itself to us, is our opportunity to be this wisdom of equanimity, if we use that kind of word to describe it. That's the meditation of being right here. The meditation of concentration, dhyana. In the midst of arising, passing, in the midst of changes, in the midst of the activity, in the midst of both the stillness of sitting zazen and every day cleaning up afterwards, doing the gardening, pulling out the weeds, and supporting the plants that you want there. If you don't know the difference between weeds and a tomato plant, you'll never eat tomatoes. But if you're caught up in all these weeds, God damn it, and you become entangled in that, then it'll choke you. Those plants will choke you because your reaction to the weeds is not out there in the weeds and the tomato plant, but in your being, in your likes and dislikes. Likes and dislikes are caught in self-centered dream, hold into self-centered thoughts. Is the dream of a world which revolves around my likes and dislikes, a world which gives me just pleasure and never pain, even though I'm embodied in a body which is guaranteed to have pleasure and pain in various ways. Am I stronger? Am I weaker? Am I aging? I have some abilities, but wow, he really is a great skier. And she, her tennis is outstanding. I wish I could have played tennis like that. I try and try it. All of those in our own particular form are the only cause of our suffering, are the cause of, as the Buddha says, losing the concentration of the present moment and losing the wisdom of who we are. That wisdom leaks out. That's the image that Shakyamuni Buddha uses. For the sake of the water of wisdom, cultivate samadhi well and don't let it leak out. That's how Maizumi Roshi translates the quotation from the Buddha that Dogen. There's really nothing more that I need to say, because what's most valuable is the fact that all of us are sitting. And sitting is the natural cultivation of this practice of being the Dharma without distraction, or the Dharma in the midst of this distraction. Distraction is a story we give about the cause and effect, both physical and mental, that is our life. It's only distraction if we react to the likes and dislikes. Only if we're caught in the self-centered dream. If we see this universe with the equanimity of who we are, with the wisdom of the great person that we are, then no problem. Then we serve all beings and we relieve suffering, whether so-called our own or that of others. Thank you.